If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're saying there's a chance. All of this playing out in a three-hour window. We were watching Mets-Cubs. It was 6-1 Chicago. Their starter left the game due to back stiffness. Everything changed. Mets storm back their biggest come-from-behind win of the year. Benefit Padres. Padres then, with this wonky lineup, score 100 runs early, win the game. And then the Dodgers, who led 4-0 in Arizona, stumble and fall on their face again. Tanner Scott, thank you. And the Dodgers lose to the Diamondbacks. And it's the perfect storm of events for the Padres and the entire fan base to have that hopium here tonight. The Padres are a game and a half behind the Cubs with a tiebreaker, a game and a half behind the Dodgers without a tiebreaker. Everything is in play. I'm going to put it as simple as this, Jim, and we'll get to this. You go 4-0 down the stretch. This is what you need. You go 4-0 down the stretch. If the Cubs go 3-2, you're the four. If you go 4-0 down the stretch and the Dodgers go 2-3, they still have to go to Seattle, you're the three. So they are the scenarios. That's the most likely scenarios. Yes, you could go 3-1 and get more help, but you go 4-0, which is an 8-game winning streak to finish the season. And if the Cubs go 3-2 or worse, you're the four. If you go 4-0 and the Dodgers go 2-3 or worse, you're the three. And that's where we are with less than a week to go in the regular season. Make your way and subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. We're here for you on nights like tonight. So please subscribe. Thank you for your support of this channel. Smash the like button. Subscribe to this damn channel. And thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. Become a member tonight. Click the join button down below. What a turn of events. Not the game itself at Petco. This thing was decided very early. But everything that's happening around baseball, it's so critical this time of year, Jim, and the Padres get the right results on Tuesday night. We'll see if they can do the same thing on Wednesday.
Yeah, let's shoot up loads and loads of hopium tonight. Like, that's OD on hopium. Let's just stick our face in a big pile of hopium and just start sniffing until we just pass out.
Okay.
Like, you want to do that? You want to do that, everybody?
I think I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, look, I'll say this from the lineup today, you know, because a lot of people were calling me an idiot on social media, and like not understanding the thought process of going into tonight's game. All right. When you put out a lineup like that tonight, that signals to the Padres are more concerned, and their priority now is to make sure that their team is healthy and rested for a postseason push. I know that they clinched last night and they were probably a little hungover this morning, even though I guess the celebration didn't go too long into the night, except for Manny Machado. I mean, he was just downing tequila, right? But the whole thing about the lineup today is, look, they just clinched. They're more concerned with the health of the team and the guys that need some off days than potentially getting the best seed. And look, if things fall into their laps and things fall into place, then so be it. Now we have a chance to go for it. And it literally could not have worked out better tonight for the Padres. Could not have worked out better. They decided, all right, this is the route we're going to go. If things change, then we'll act accordingly. But like, look, we're going to prioritize the health of this team. So we're putting this lineup out there tonight. If we win, that's great. But like, we need a lot of things to go right for us. So we're going to prioritize guys getting healthy and rested and off days and get ready for a postseason push. And literally, like you said, John, every single thing fell into place for them tonight. We're now starting tomorrow afternoon. I bet you they come in that clubhouse and they're like, all right, let's push for it. And we'll see what happens. And if you get to the weekend with a legitimate chance to either take the four or hell, take the division, I mean, you're going all in. Are you not?
I mean, of course, though. I mean, they should be all in from this moment. And by the way, they can put pressure on because they play in the afternoon. The other game's tomorrow at night because it's game three of the Padres series, but it's the middle game of the Dodgers series and the Cubs series. So they're playing at night. As in, the Cubs are going to be looking in their rearview mirror if the Padres win tomorrow. Not an easy game if you look at the pitching matchup. But if you win tomorrow, the Cubs see you within a game. If you win tomorrow, the Dodgers see you within a game. At this point, you're just hoping you get the right results and you finish this thing off the right way. And maybe you play to that inside straight, right? And you go 8-0 to finish. I mean, they're already 4-0 to finish. Yeah. So why not go 8-0 to finish? And by the way, it would change absolutely everything. Hosting a playoff series. Shoot, I mean, you could be a 3 seed. You could argue the merits of a 3 or a 4. I mean, we can get into all of it over the course of the next 4 or 5 days. But at the end of the day, this happens in baseball. There's 162 games. You're going to have nights like this. You get the right results. There's other nights you don't get the perfect results. And it's just a perfect storm right now for San Diego. And I'm 100% with you. I think they went into today saying the numbers are the numbers. The odds aren't overwhelmingly likely, but it's baseball. And they win a game.
They punted.
The way they win it, they had no control over the Mets' comeback. They didn't sit there and call into the Mets' clubhouse and be like, hey, hit this slider. Number nine hitter hit the 2-run home run.
Yeah, they punted.
And they didn't call Arizona and say, go beat the Dodgers, come back from 4-0 down. They benefit from results. That's how sports works. And by the way, when I say crazier things can happen, look no fucking further than Cleveland and Detroit. Cleveland was 15.5 back themselves in the division.
It's crazy.
And they've gotten even. I think that's right. And Detroit at one point had a 14-game lead in that division. So crazier things can happen is the point.
Oh, yeah. Tonight felt like the key. I said this on Sunday night. If you get to Wednesday afternoon within a game and a half, because that's what it would be. You took the first two from the Brewers and the Cubs lose game one against the Mets. I said it. Go back and watch. Then it's game on. But until that were to happen, reservations. Like, I don't know, right? Like, just win a game, make the get clinch the postseason spot, and then as they plan today, we'll rest up for the postseason and we'll get everything. We got our ducks in order and we'll line everything up how we want to line everything up, and we'll make sure that guys get the right amount of days off and get rested for hopefully a long postseason push. Guess what happened? They took the first two from the Brewers. The Cubs lost today and the Dodgers lost today. And now starting tomorrow afternoon, when they take on the Brewers to try for a sweep, like, you're going to see a regular lineup out there. I can tell you that. And you're going to see.
And I'm throwing my freaking A team at that thing. I'll chase that thing down all day long.
Yeah. You have a fully rested bullpen for tomorrow with an off day on Thursday. You're chasing that. And Mike Schilt should. If he doesn't, I would be very upset. Like, tomorrow, I mean, you chase.
He will. Yeah, I was surprised by this lineup, but it ended up working out. Listen, tomorrow, you know, if you can sweep the Brewers, first of all, let me say this. Everyone wants the division. Mm-hmm. But, man, if you sweep the Brewers and you go 5-1 against the Brewers, I'm not opposed to the idea. I know we're looking ahead. But I am not opposed. Imagine the confidence the Padres would have if they win a wild card series, wherever it is, and then they take on the Brewers. Like, you talk about a path. Now, listen. Make no mistake, winning the division has value. But does it? Yes, you get the home playoff series, but then you're going to Philadelphia. In all likelihood, Phillies lose today. Phillies are very unlikely to be the 1 seed at this point. You could argue the merits. I think Philadelphia is far more concerning than Milwaukee, personally. I get it. People want to win this division. I can make the argument for it. I'm not going to say don't win the division as we sit here on this Tuesday night. I'm just telling you, if you pass the Cubs and finish a game shy of LA, it's not the end of the world. Is what I would say. I mean, that's how I feel right now, watching this thing play out. If you beat the Brewers again, you go 5-1 against them. I mean, they are not playing good baseball. No. I mean, they got pitching injuries. Their lineup is mid. I mean, I would take my chances, is my point against Milwaukee. And is that the worst result if you somehow host the Cubs and then play the Brewers if you're lucky enough to move on? I think that could be a very good result.
I'm with you, but you know, we had I forget who we were talking to. Might have been Kyle Glazer, like not today, but a couple weeks ago, maybe. I forget, but making the argument of like, hey, maybe the four seed would be a better path because you're gonna have home field in the wild card round. You know, you the likelihood of you getting the one or the two seeds out of the picture. So it's like, who do you want to go through? Do you want to go through Philadelphia or do you want to go through Milwaukee? Now, I will say this. If the Padres sweep the Brewers tomorrow, okay, and if I'm looking at right now in the National League, Philadelphia is only two games back. Now, they did lose today as well, so that was a bad result for them. They're two back of the number one seed in the National League.
Two games, a lot of games.
It's a lot of games. I understand. It's the same situation right now with the Padres and Dodgers. Like, they're two back in the lost column, and
right,
they're two back in the lost column with the Cubs, right?
Right.
The difference is you hold the tiebreaker over the Cubs, and you don't hold the tiebreaker over the Dodgers. But, I mean, look, we are in the midst of, hey, we're saying crazier things have happened. You know, like, what if
who's
you
got the tiebreaker?
Good point.
That's everything. If Milwaukee's got more wins against Philadelphia, that becomes very unlikely.
Let me look. Okay, they lose the tiebreaker over the Brewers.
The Phillies do? So they're three back.
Yeah.
With four or five to play. It's a lot. The it's the same thing as Dodgers. The Brewers. Yeah. They're going to be the two.
Okay. So yeah, Phillies are the two, Brewers are the one. I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, actually, I would probably prefer it, to be honest with you, going through the Cubs at home and then the Brewers, who you've played well, and the Brewers aren't a team that like particularly scares me all that much. But if you are the three, you have more opportunities and chances to host the NLCS if you were to get there. Because as the four, you'd be taking out the five, right? And what if the six doesn't beat the three? Then you get to an NLCS. Anywhere you go, you're going to be on the road and you're not a home. You don't have home field advantage. If you're the three, you have more opportunities.
Yeah, but that's like saying, I like my Sweet 16 matchup, but I got the toughest freaking opponent in the round of 32.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. And I'm actually probably there with you, to be honest with you. Yeah, like, I
get
I'm
the
with
argument
you
both ways.
I'm with you in the sense that right now, looking how things are playing out, the best path to the NLCS
path, yeah,
is the four.
Yeah, like, go get a four or above, first of all. Like, let's be clear. The five is not the preferred number.
No.
Because, yes, same opponent, but location matters. Listen to our interview with Kyle Glazer today. Yeah, and the Cubs are playing awful. Cubs are playing terribly. They lost a 6-1 lead at home in a game they had to win. So they've lost five consecutive games. You know they're feeling that pressure internally and externally. They have to be feeling the pressure. The Dodgers have to be feeling the pressure, by the way, in terms of just holding on for dear life to win this division, whether it honestly, maybe the Dodgers benefit by not winning the division for the same damn things we just said.
Maybe.
But I just, listen, we're getting down to wishful scenarios because the Padres are still on the outside looking in of the four. They're certainly on the outside looking in of the three. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not worried about putting up a division little banner. I'm worried about making the furthest possible postseason run they can make. So under that scenario, I like the path as the four seed more. There's no guarantees anyway. I just like it, in my opinion. You agree. I just like the path of the four more than the path of the three as we sit here and talk about it today.
I agree. I do too. I like that path better than the three. Because the three, between the three and the four, there's no true advantage there as far as home field goes or not home field. The only advantage, if you want to look at it this way, from a fan's perspective, baseball players, they don't care who they play. Like, it's like whatever. But like from a fan's perspective, and maybe a little bit with the organization as well, just because they look and they're like, oh, we don't match up well with them, right? And I take that back. Players do care. They know. They're like, they know. But what, like, yeah, what is the advantage of the three and the four? You're both going to be in the wild card round. You're both getting a home series in the wild card round. And if you moved on to the division round,
you're on the road.
You're starting on the road.
Yeah. Again, we could talk about that tonight. All right, here's the deal. 500 people are here live right now. Please subscribe. Let's get to 9,700 subscribers tonight with your help. We're about 40 away. So please subscribe to this channel. Let's get to 9,700. There's a lot of hopium, thankfully, here tonight. Padres win, Cubs lose, Dodgers lose.
Sniff that hopium.
All of these super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to all of these super chats. Let's get to some of them because we've been talking about this for 15 minutes. So let's hear from you guys. Click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to every single super chat here tonight. We appreciate your support of this channel. Dos Mafia, thank you for getting us started earlier. He says, best hangover. Go Mets and Diamondbacks. It's amazing, man. The Diamondbacks sell off. Look at what they're doing. They're one back. The Mets were 4-11 in their last 15 games. They trailed 6-1 in the fifth inning on the road. They storm back with a ridiculous comeback and win 9-7. It just proves the point that we've said over and over and over again. It's very unpredictable with this sport. There's so many things that can happen over the course of a long year, and it's amazing they got these results tonight, Jim, because you get the opposite results. It's over. You're the five seed. There's nothing to talk about for 4 days. If the Padres lost today and the Cubs won and the Dodgers won, there is nothing to talk about for days. Now there's a ton to talk about heading into tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Your scoreboard watching the hell out of these games tomorrow. Everything. Cubs, Mets, Dodgers, D-backs, those two series are vitally important. But you also have to take care of business as well. You can't just, you know, have see those teams lose and you not win as well. Like, you have to take care of business. The Padres have to keep winning. They're playing good baseball. Who knows? Maybe them clinching on Monday and getting that, so to speak, little monkey off their back of like, you know, are we going to blow this or we're not playing well? It's like, okay, we're in. And for the next 6 days, there's really not much pressure because they can't fall past the five. With the Reds lost tonight,
yep,
they are locked in as either the five, the four, or the three. Those are the spots the Padres can be in. So you're not getting any lower than that, and you're not missing the postseason, obviously. So maybe there's a little like everyone took a deep breath, and there's much anxiety with this team for the next week here. And they play great at home in the first place. You know, now if they get through tomorrow and sweep the Brewers, and then they say they take, two or three from Arizona or they sweep Arizona, you will have had to play some really good baseball against some really good teams. Arizona's hot and the Brewers are the best record in the National League and the best record in all of baseball. Like, then, you know, we always talk about play your best baseball going into the postseason. They will officially have played and will be playing their best baseball going into the postseason with no off time and getting right into things on Tuesday.
And by the way, Randy Vasquez has now entered the chat, and we'll get into that. We don't need to do it this second, but it's certainly a conversation for the third game of a playoff series, the second game. I mean, it's certainly a conversation that we're going to have. Jeff, appreciate your longtime support of the channel. He says, paint seating scenarios like one of your freshman girls, John.
Huh?
I don't know. What's FR? I don't know what that means. I think you heard us, Jeff, because this super came in early. We laid it out, man. I think you have to go 4-0. So I think the path is 4-0 with the, I mean, you go 4-0. If the Cubs lose twice, you're the four seed. You go 4-0 if the Dodgers lose three times, you're the three seed. There it is. There's your scenario.
And the Dodgers are going to – have you guys seen what's going on in Seattle right now?
It looks like a freaking Seahawks playoff game. What's going on with the Mariners?
Look, Petco Park, when it is humming, it's a sight to see. Seattle, man. I mean,
Yeah, talk about just don't win.
I know. So that's starved. The thing is when you are starved as a fan base and you start winning, and not only are you start winning, but you win in like dramatic fashion, shit is off the charts, dude. That's why, look, the Major League Baseball and networks would hate a Padres-Mariners World Series. I think a Padres-Mariners World Series would be incredible because the atmospheres would be insane.
We're getting ahead, but I agree.
I know. Yeah.
Sorry. We're not really right. getting ahead.
Where I was going with it is Dodgers are going to Seattle this weekend for the final three games of the year.
Good luck. Exactly. If Seattle needs those, though, I don't even know it'll be playing out. Because division and one seed or two seed, they might be secure in a seating by Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I just don't know. But if they need those games, yeah, that's going to be a tough place to win. And they are unbelievably good at home.
They are four up on Houston.
They might take care of everything they need to before then, but I don't know about the one seed. What's going on with the one seed between Toronto and Seattle?
They are two back of Toronto.
Well, that means that certainly Friday is going to matter. They won't be mathematically eliminated from the one seed by Friday, would be my guess. Jen, thank you for the super and the membership. She says, good thing the guys clinched yesterday. Wouldn't have been able to party as hard with an early game. Leaper would end up in the lineup. That's funny. Yeah, with the early game tomorrow, the 1 o'clock game.
By the way,
I think you see the full complement tomorrow. I don't know about Tatis because he's not healthy. Like, he's just sick. But outside of that, honestly, because you're playing this Brewers team, that they're fully capable of winning this game tomorrow, obviously. So, and it's Dylan Cease. So go win this game tomorrow. I think you basically got to do it. You have to win tomorrow. Keep that pressure on with it being the early game among the other games that you're going to be keeping an eye on later in the day. It's a big, big game. I'm with you. I agree. You said this earlier today. I prefer them being the hunter, which is how that's how they are right now. That's the role they're playing right now, trying to chase teams down. And I think it's suiting them pretty well over the last handful of days.
By the way, the Blue Jays hold the tiebreaker over the Mariners.
So they're basically three back. So that'll be hard to overcome, obviously. And they could be eliminated from that come Saturday or even Friday.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out. It's odds are they're going to clinch the division here either probably tomorrow or the next day just because they're playing the Rockies.
Yeah. And they needed that huge hit from Josh Naylor tonight. So you never know.
They did. Yeah, they did. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, everything is happening. This is the best time of the year. You're a baseball fan, especially with so many, teams in play for so many different things and everybody being as close as they are. There's not a runaway team in either league. I know the Brewers are, they got 95 wins, but I don't feel like they're like, I mean, watching the last two games, I know they've kind of taken their foot off the gas pedal maybe a little bit, but I'm watching the Brewers. I'm like, that's the best team in baseball. I know, famous last
words. They've definitely come way back to earth, and the injuries they're dealing with are significant, and a lot of teams are, by the way. Cubs with Kyle Tucker, Phillies with their rotation, so they've definitely come back to earth. JDMLSR2000, thank you for the super. Says Tanner Scott deserves a key to the city of San Diego. We've got a division race in our hands, but if you look at this inning, I just watched on Gamecast, hit by pitch, walk, sack bunt, sack fly, single. Let me say that again. Dude. Hip 4-3 lead. He goes hit by pitch, walk, sack bunt, sack fly, single. And he has obviously struggled. I mean, that's putting it lightly. But here's the thing. It wasn't solely Scott. This has happened a lot to the Dodgers. They build 4-run leads. They don't hold them. They build 4-run leads late in games. 5-6, 5th, 6th, 7th inning. Happened again. Led 4-0. And they allowed Arizona back into the game. And then Arizona, I mean, shit, I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona. I mean, Arizona's a problem this weekend. I mean, if Arizona gets here with one back with three to play or tied with three to play, it's not the easiest series in the world either.
Yeah, dude. The thing with the Dodgers is their starting pitching is incredible. Their lineup, not a juggernaut, but still, I mean, you got Ohtani and Betts, Freeman, Muncy. Like, it's a tough line to navigate. Yep. Their bullpen is ass cheeks, beyond ass cheeks. It's like terrible. A pile of shit in the backyard that just has been rotting there with flies everywhere for the last month. You want to hear some of these numbers here? This is insane. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Glazer tweeted this out. Tanner Scott, these are the big time acquisitions by the Dodgers this offseason. Tanner Scott has a 4.91 ERA, 10 blown saves. Is that good? Blake Treinen has a 5.55 ERA, 4 losses in the last 5 appearances. Kirby Yates on the year has a 5.23 ERA, 9 in runs in his last 10 innings pitched. Those three pitchers combined for $42.5 million this past offseason.
Pitching man.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Sorry, my bad. The trio is making a combined $42 million this season, not this past offseason. They're making $42 million this year, those three guys.
Yeah, it's way more money overall.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said it the day of the deadline. It's like Dodgers payroll doesn't matter anymore. Once you get past the deadline, there's nothing that's saving you. This is burn the ships. These are the teams. The best team is going to win the World Series, theoretically. And if it's L.A., it's L.A., but I'm with you. I think that the kryptonite's their bullpen. It's clear as day. It's hard to imagine winning as many series as they're going to have to win and holding as many leads as they're going to have to hold. You never say never, but obviously it's completely different than what they experienced and what they were going through last year. Nicole, thank you. Appreciate you guys for hanging out. Please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans, talking about the Padres over the Brewers tonight and everything that's playing out right now from a seeding scenario. Nicole says, hate to be negative, but I'd rather play the Cubs and Brewers. And this probably came in before we were talking about it and avoid Philly. I mean, I don't think it's negative. I think it's realistic. I think it's like anything in life. I mean, you have two paths. Sometimes you make a decision. What do you think is the most effective decision? I just personally believe that Cubs Brewers gives you more of a chance to get to an NLCS. I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. That's just how I see it right now. And I'm not opposed. I'm not going to go lose sleep over the Padres not winning the division. If that's the path they have, I don't think it's a bad path. I think it's a good one.
Even if they are the five, with the way the Cubs are playing, say they get the five or the four and the Padres get the five, but still they're like not playing well. I'm still looking at the series going to Chicago, like bring it on. Right. I would have much rather preferred it to be at home. But at this point in time, with how the Cubs are playing, unless they rip off, how many games they have left? Five. Unless the Cubs go 5-0 to end their season and just like score 10 runs a game and their pitching looks dominant, at this point, I have to look at next week's series. If it's between the Padres and the Cubs, wherever it's played, Padres have a chance, especially at home. And on the road, I'll give them obviously have a chance as well. And there's no way, even though the Padres are not a good road team this year against winning baseball teams, there's no way I can go into next week's series if it's on the road at Wrigley Field and be like, nah, I don't know about that. I don't think so. Like, no, Padres have a good chance. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. If they're hosting, they're the favorite. Okay, if the Padres are hosting, they're the favorite to win that series.
Yep.
If they're going to Chicago, I kind of tend to agree with what you're selling, which is a hot Padres team that finishes a game shy of Chicago, hypothetically, I think has a very good chance of winning that series. Again, like maybe not a favorite, but I think you'd have like a 45% plus chance in that hypothetical because the Cubs have lost 5 consecutive games. Like, why would we think that this is some invincible team that cannot be beat at Wrigley Field? I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I don't see it that way either, especially with the struggles of some players in their lineup. Kyle Tucker, we have no clue what his status is. Pete Crow Armstrong, I mean, he's hitting really ninth in this order, and he's like laying down bunts nonstop. I mean, I like where the Padres are at. It might be the hopium talking, but I like where the Padres are at. I like where they're at.
Tupa Payan MLB the Show. Thank you. He says, I think we need the Dodgers keep winning because we have a better path to the World Series of 4 and 5. So this is, again, this is an interesting talking point, obviously, over the next day, as long as they remain alive for this. Because I even put a poll up right now. And 55% Jim say 3 seed is the seed they prefer. No, 54%, 200 votes, 54% say 3 seed, 46% say four seed. So that is dead even. You know, hey, three seed, we win a division. We haven't won a division in 20 years. Hey, four seed, maybe it's the desirable path. So maybe that gives you a better chance to make a run in the postseason. But I mean, this is something we could talk about until it's determined, essentially. Because I could, it's very rare in sports where you're like, yeah, lesser seed's fine. You know, like you don't usually say that in sports or in baseball. I can say it. I mean, I'm pretty content to say it. Like I'm more than okay with them being the four seed over the three seeds. You're right about the NLCS if you make it. And now maybe you don't have home field advantage because you're the lower seed, but I don't know. I'd rather, you know, test my luck and try to get to the NLCS with that path.
Yeah. Now you could also make the case here too. Would you rather face the Phillies in a short five game series or a seven game series? Because, you know, we talked about, you know, we look back at 2022. Okay, when they beat the Dodgers in a five-game series, they're probably lucky that thing didn't go wasn't a seven-game series, right? Because usually over a seven-game series, you know, if you keep a team around, they'll, you know, you it's much more difficult, is what I'm trying to say. And for the better teams, you kind of want to get them in a shorter series so you can utilize your bullpen a little more, and you don't have to win four games; you only have to win three,
right?
So from that standpoint, for the reason why you'd want the three, so then you could have a chance to pick off the Phillies in a shorter series. Cause I'll be on the Phillies scare me. They just do. They got power. They got a pretty good bullpen. They got some really good left-handed starting pitching. Like that they're scary. There's no doubt about it. What would you say to that?
I like what you are selling. I'd probably take my chances in a shorter series against a team that, in theory, is a better team. I would always prefer a shorter series. The shorter the series, the better the percentages would be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could probably be sold on that. So, but again, the reason I don't necessarily want to be sold on that is I prefer the better matchup to the better series to beat the Phillies. Does that make sense? I'd prefer the better matchup in the NLDS to the better length of a series to beat Philadelphia. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I prefer to make it as far as I possibly can. So right. I'd rather probably be guaranteed an NLCS against Philadelphia than test my luck against Philadelphia in the shorter series in the NLDS.
Right.
Because
I get it. But it does feel like, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen in the postseason, right?
No, I mean, of course not.
Shit, the Padres could get in and say the Mets get in as well. You could have a Padres Mets NLCS, right?
You could have the Cubs come in here and the Cubs could win game. Everyone's going to write off the Cubs. Cubs win game one. I mean, you know how this works. This is impossible to predict.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I get what you're saying.
I don't have an answer. I mean, your points are valid. I'm just, here's the thing. Do you want to be like, I look at it from the I'm scared perspective. I'm always looking at what chance gives you the best one to make the deepest run.
Yeah. And we also have to acknowledge too, like that car is we're putting that shit way before the horse.
But only somewhat because they're in. I mean, once you're in, you're going to talk about it. You know, we're not going to sit here once they're in and be like, you can't talk about the World Series. I mean, people are going to talk about it. It's the playoffs. You know, like, are they going to talk about the NLDS, even though there's a wild card series before it? But yeah, I get your point. Let's get back to this conversation in a moment. We do need to thank our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, here on the wrap-up show. He's been with us, as you guys know, a lot of you guys know, he's been with us since day one. If you have an insurance need, before you renew with your current insurance agent, trust me, get in contact with Mark. We've been talking with Mark here today. He's been doing insurance for me and my family for 4+ years. He can do the same for your family. I have 3 insurance policies through Mark. We had to file a claim. He took care of everything. I mean, so much time, so much money. You wouldn't believe it if you saw what kind of work was done in my place a couple of years ago. So he's a terrific insurance agent. If you ever need him, he's going to be there for you. He's a diehard Padres fan. He's a native San Diegan. He's a friend of ours and he's a great insurance agent. And trust me, he is going to be there for you day or night whenever you need him or your family needs him. So auto, home, renter's life, whatever it is, if you support the channel, our title sponsor has been with us for like 4.5 years or 4.25 years. Click the link in the description down below, get free quotes online or call Mark. He will talk to you about the Padres and he will talk to you about saving money on your insurance.
Yeah, Marcus Nimitz.
That's right.
His email is mnimitz@farmersagent.com. If you want to reach out to him, all his information is on that ticker below there. And when you do reach out to him, talk Padres baseball, a little postseason action here, and also let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
I'm surprised there's a diehard Padres fan like JD's third on a night where the Padres get every one of their results, including a Dodger walk-off loss to Arizona. I'm surprised he's nowhere to be found here tonight. Such a passionate, loyal Padres supporter. Where could he possibly be?
Give a break,
I thought he'd be celebrating that Dodger loss here tonight. So if anyone knows where, someone please check on JD's third, make sure he is doing all right. Padres Burner, thank you. He says, vibes back, baby. Please change that emoji or avatar. But yeah, I mean, they kind of got their groove back. I mean, four consecutive wins. Remember, the Padres are not playing well. We don't have to go back that long to remember the Padres not playing well in August and September. It's funny how things change. Things get four consecutive wins, a nice little run here. And to your point, this would be their best baseball this season if they actually were to win out. They haven't won eight in a row. They have a chance to win eight in a row if they turn this thing from four games to eight games.
I'll go on the other side of this. It's not, I know we're on a high of hopium tonight, but I will just acknowledge this simple fact is that this Padres team this year has had two stretches of 14-3. Vibes could not have been higher. And then they fell off a cliff and became as average as it gets, and probably actually a bad baseball team at times. So the hope, because we are high off of hopium tonight, is they can ride this shit out for as long as they can before the high wears off, because this team has shown that once that high wears off, man, it's a downer and they just don't play good baseball. And they've shown it time and time again this year. This is not the 2025 or four Padres. This is the 2025 Padres. And when they're on a high, just randomly out of nowhere, it will stop and they'll start to play bad baseball. So you hope that, you know, they finish off this homestand strong and they ride momentum in the postseason. And this shit doesn't wear off until they're hoisting a World Series trophy.
Be nice.
It'd be nice. Yeah.
That'd be decent.
It'd be okay.
Alan, thank you for the super. Says, listen, this is interesting, man. This is interesting. Here's a wrench. Cubs own tiebreaker over Dodgers.
Oh, no.
Okay, that is a freaking curveball. Okay, so let's go down the path for a second. Dodgers go 2-3 down the stretch. Padres go 4-0. Cubs and Dodgers finish with the same record. The Cubs host the Dodgers at Wrigley.
Yeah, yeah.
Winner goes to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Padres get... I mean, shit, the Padres could play Arizona six consecutive games.
Yeah.
At home. That's unlikely. The Mets have the inside track, but shit, the Mets suck. So
I wouldn't want to face the Mets, though. The Mets have played the Padres really well. Oh, no, actually, just kidding. You haven't.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crows. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Out here, but they just did at Citi Field, and I like their lineup. And I saw it today. I watched that entire game.
Yeah,
but And then there's the freaking Reds. There's the pesky Reds that are sitting out there as well that could make the postseason still. Oh, yeah. And by the way, here's a complete – here, you want a wrench of all wrenches?
Wrench me.
Maybe they've been eliminated. The Marlins are 9-1 in their last 10 and four games out with five to play. So if everything goes haywire everywhere, the Marlins are 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they beat Philadelphia tonight, and they're four games out. So I don't see it, but just FYI. Teresa, thank you for the membership. If you want to become a member, and if you want, for example, the Cortez the Killer emoji, which is basically I gotta have it. Gotta have it for what
it's like. It's like an antique. Like if you want an antique, you got it right there.
I mean, I'll add some emojis for the postseason if you want to become a member. How about that? Become a member. Click the join button down below. I'll add emojis for the postseason. I'm not scared.
Not scared. We'll figure out what we can add.
Yeah, we'll add something. Tell us what to add. We'll add something. We'll add a few, to be honest with you. And it'll be the show. Thank you, man. He says, as the three seeds, you got to go against Mets, Philly, and likely Dodgers. That's a tough path to the World Series.
Shit.
I mean, that's that way, money, man. That's some investment. That's some freaking investment in those rosters.
I don't like that path.
It wouldn't be my preferred path. I mean, I have to be honest. That to me, now it doesn't necessarily play out that way. Dodgers are not guaranteed to be in the NLCS. And the Mets aren't guaranteed to make the playoffs.
Right.
But it could play out that way.
But then you have
home field against the Dodgers in that path.
Right. There is a part of me, a sick part of me, that really, 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 really wants a Padres Dodgers NLCS.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people want it.
Just for last year and just to just, you know, I feel like if that were to happen and the Padres got past the Dodgers, how are they not winning the World Series?
Well, they'd be in it.
I am so high off hoping right now. You have no idea.
Just relax.
I'm about to OD on this hopium that I've injected into my bloodstream. Like it is, dude, what is
2 days ago? We were like, what middle infielder should they be looking at this offseason?
Now I'm like, yo, they're doing the World Series.
Joshua, thank you, man, for the very generous super chat. Appreciate you guys. 600 people here live. Please subscribe. 40 subscribers. Yeah, 40 subscribers from 9,700. Please subscribe whether you're here live or on replay. Thank you for the super thanks, by the way, if you're watching us on replay. And thank you for the super chats if you're here live. He says, always take the higher seed. Could factor in the NLCS World Series home field advantage.
True. That's true.
Is World Series home field advantage based on seeding or record? I assume record. Probably. As in, record. Does a 2 seed in the American League get it over a 3 seed in the National League if the 2 seed has less wins than the 3 seed? I would assume it's based on record.
I think it's record. But still, a 3 seed would mean you'd have a better chance and a better record than you would as a four or five seed. Even though you could possibly tie the Dodgers and have the same number of wins. So yeah.
I mean, your point's valid, Joshua. It's like they say, like, don't disrespect the game. It's like if you're an NFL team and it's week 18 and you're like, are you really sitting, guys? Are you really rolling over? Are you going to really let a team beat you? And they do. And it works out for
there are certain instances where, yes, absolutely. Like don't mess with this year, like play it straight up. But there are also instances where do what's best for your team.
Yeah. Agreed. Luke Armstrong, thank you, man, for the super. He says, go 4-0 and take what we get. Go into the postseason on a roll. I agree with that completely. It's like chips fall. If you go 4-0 and you're the 5, okay. Cubs went 4-1 down the stretch. Dodgers played well enough down the stretch. I'm fine. They went 8-0. How are you going to complain about that? So I agree. That's probably the measured way to look at it. Just win. You can't control what else happens.
I mean, I would be kind of a little bit annoyed
if that happened.
Yeah, if that happened, and
I don't think that would happen.
4-1, and the Dodgers finish out strong.
Are the Cubs going 4-1?
I don't know, but I'm just giving you the example. If that were to happen, because we're playing out scenarios tonight, then it's going to make me look back at like a lot of games in the last month of that they lost. Like, shit, they just won that game. They just beat the Orioles one time. If they just beat the Twins in Minnesota, like You know what I mean? Or if they could just take care of the Dodgers at home.
JD's third is in the chat. What's up, man? Luke, thank you. He says, feels like taking down the Dodgers in the NLCS would be the perfect way for our first World Series. Sox in 04 taking down the Yanks. Again, are we getting ahead? We might be getting ahead.
We're talking about Dodgers, Padres, NLCS. The
Brewers tonight, like with like some random lineup in a game. Like, the Brewers, who even knows?
Like, did I send in credential request for the LCS and World Series? Yeah, of course I did. But you know what? Sometimes you got to live a little.
I agree. I mean, you got to forecast a little bit. We're actually going to get to that in a minute with our buddy Carlos. ZDEFL, thank you, man. He says, we can take Philly in the divisional series. If we're confident in this team, then why not take the higher seed? Best team wins regardless. The best team does not win regardless in the Major League Baseball postseason. There are a lot of examples of that not playing out, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So many factors at play. I prefer to be the better team, but I don't think the better team always wins in the baseball postseason. I think it goes well beyond quote unquote better team in October.
It goes the team that wins the World Series is the team that plays the best baseball.
Like situational hitting and I don't know, good starting pitching, and you know what I mean. I mean, yeah,
like if you were to
best team.
Yeah, like take the Braves right now. I don't know who they've played recently, but they've won 10 consecutive games. Like, imagine taking the Braves, okay, and then dropping them in the postseason at the start of their 10-game winning streak. And they've been awful this year. It's like, what? I mean, have you seen what Ha-Sung Kim's doing for the Braves? Like, what the fuck?
Was he hitting like 400?
Dude, he's been great. it's about who plays the best baseball at the right time. It's not always about who's the best team. Rarely in baseball do you see the best team overall win the World Series. Now, it does happen. Not saying it never does.
Definitely.
But, you know, like last year, Dodgers, would you consider them the best team in baseball?
They would have been right there, probably.
Right there.
Yep.
I think they had one of the best records. They had the best record in baseball last year, didn't they not?
Yeah, they just obviously all the starting pitching deficiencies that they overcame.
Right. I mean, we all see it. Just go back and look at World Series winners. I bet you could count on maybe one hand in the last 10 years, the best team in baseball winning the World Series.
I mean, there were some Giants teams. We talked about a Twins team that was 29-52 on the road in 1987. I can't be sold they were the best team in the sport. The 2006 Cardinals won 83 games. I can't be sold they were the best team in the sport
that year.
But they played the best in those series in the postseason when it mattered. Mm-hmm. They're legitimate champions. I'm not arguing that point. I just think, and we've talked to Mike Farron about this, the variance is so high in the baseball postseason. As in the difference in the best team and the sixth team, the best team is winning like 60% of the time, not 90% of the time. We're going to get back to this conversation in a moment. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for the supers. Get to a lucky box and use our promo code. Is that upside down? Maybe. Get to a lucky box and use our promo code PADRES, all lowercase, PADRES, and get $5 off. We were at a lucky box in Vegas in July. Feels like forever ago. It was July. And I walked away with this Fernando Tatis auto 10. And hopefully this will get him back healthy. And here's the thing. You go to one of these machines and you could walk away with like a Messi auto card or a Mahomes, or you could end up with like autographed game used cleats from Fernando Tatis Jr. because they have these like holy grails that they'll put inside these and then you can claim them. So they're in Vegas. They're coming to Southern California. They're at O'Hare. If the Padres are in Chicago, you need to check this damn machine out. Hopefully the Padres are at home, but if they're in Chicago, you need to check it out. And they're in New York, and they're going to be in San Diego and Los Angeles as well this fall. So use our promo code PADRES, all lowercase, get $5 off. You can walk away with a sports card you choose, or a Pokemon card, or an autographed jersey. And the next time you see a Lucky Box machine, I'm telling you, you're going to love this thing. I can't wait to get back to Vegas to try it the next time we're there.
Yeah, and if you want to become an exclusive loyalty program member, join the Golden Ticket Club. Just go to LuckyBoxVending.com. All you need is your email and your phone number. To become a subscriber, you get insider perks, early location drops, and exclusive giveaway opportunities of signed memorabilia. So all you got to do, luckyboxvending.com or scan a QR code at any machine around the country.
Yeah, click that link in the description down below to see where the machines are located. All right, let's get to our buddy Carlos. Shows up as Dario here, but our buddy Carlos, thank you, man. He says, I hate the Padres. He's kidding. I was about to book my flight and hotels to go to Chicago for the wild card game, and then they decide to go on this run. All year it has been misery, and now they rob me of a trip. They haunt me. He goes on to say, jokes aside, he's getting excited. Getting a home wild card would be clutch. I hope we get the 4 seed. The 3 seed is brutal. Going versus Mets, Phillies is a nightmare. Cubs, Brewers is an easier road. LFG. I'm on team Carlos.
Yeah, we say that. And I will say, though, like we say that now. Oh, easier path. It's not going to be easy. Like nothing's easy here. It's just matchup wise. Like it's still going to be difficult. I don't envision the Padres, if they were to get the 4 seed here or the 5 seed, whatever it is. If they just won the first two games against the Cubs and then they swept the Brewers, like sweep the Cubs, sweep the Brewers and boom, where everything's great. Like that was easy. Like I don't envision that happening.
No, completely. Like it might be an easier path. It doesn't mean it's easy, and easier doesn't guarantee anything. Right. It's just potentially easier. He goes on to follow up by saying, Randy Vasquez, we should talk about this now, has earned the right to be in the conversation for a playoff start before Dylan choke artist sees cost us a World Series in 2024. Choke artist cost us a 2024 World Series sees. Okay, here's how I look at it. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Game 3 at home, sees. Game 3 on the road, Vasquez.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding, actually. But I am kidding, because game 3 in that scenario would be Darvish overseas. Right. But does Vasquez make a playoff roster? I think how could he not make the playoff roster?
If they make the division series, yeah.
I mean, you might need him in a wild card. You want a long man, right? What if you're up or down big?
Well, it is different this year because of the timing of the division series. There's an off day between every game, right?
In the National League, there's an off day after game 1, an off day after game 2, and an off day after game 4.
Okay, so you won't
game
need
1 starters. And 5, you're on regular rest. Or is it game 1 and 4, you're on regular rest, and 2 and 5, you're on regular rest?
I think it's 1 and 4 and 2 and 5.
I think that's right.
So game 3 is all you got to like figure out, and the Padres have 4 starting pitchers that they're going to be using. So maybe Dylan Cease gets the game 3 start and you ride Pivetta. I mean, they only have 3 starting pitching. Excuse me. No, they have 4. My bad. King.
No, well,
Pivetta, King, Darvish.
Wait, so wait. Okay. So are you saying who are you starting in game 3 regardless of location?
Oh, no. If they get the division series, it'd be Cease starting game 1 for you.
Potentially, if Darvish has thrown game 3, you're saying?
If they go 3, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
But is there any way that Vasquez could pass a Cease?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't. I don't think what he did tonight
Is enough.
Is enough, because look what they did for him. Look what they did with him against the Mets last week when they were trying to like go for it. They pulled him after 2 1/3. So that tells you all you need to know about their confidence with Randy Vasquez in like a big game situation. Not to say that Randy Vasquez couldn't, you know, rise to the occasion and pitch well, but like look what they did with him last week against the Mets. Today, and everyone like gets all butthurt when I say it, they punted on today's game. They were not going into today's game like, let's go try to win it. Let's use our best, you know, put our best foot forward. Like, no, they went out there with a lineup that was a hungover lineup. And to the hungover lineup's credit, they went out there and they put up together some really good at bats against the AAA pitcher. And they hit 3 home runs tonight and looked really good. So the way, the only way Randy Vasquez sees the mound for the Padres is if they get to the NLCS.
If that, and the more you say it, it's like I said, you might need a long man in a wild card series, but you have four starters
right
before Vasquez. So like, what role would Vasquez really play in a wild card series? I don't even think so. He faced the minimum in seven innings.
Okay.
And Milwaukee's lineup was legitimate tonight. I don't know. You're saying that Milwaukee has no desire right now?
I didn't think either team was putting their best foot forward tonight. The Padres just played better.
Were the one that ran into the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard, thank you, says there's a realistic chance SDFC and the Padres win it all. All right, relax. Everyone relax.
Dude.
One foot in front of the other. Let's live to see it. If it happens, incredible. Now, realistic chance, sure. Yeah, there's realistic chance. Like, the math would support there is a realistic chance.
Yeah, and then when San Diego State goes to the CFP playoffs.
I like that.
So,
I like it. Carlos, thank you, says don't care about the seed, rest the bullpen, get the starters rest and have them 100% for Tuesday, see the bigger picture, don't want an injury. I mean, there's always that.
Yeah,
there's always that tomorrow you're in a 2-1 game and in the fifth inning out trots Mason Miller. You know, I mean, there's always that.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
No, I agree.
But how do you prevent against? We watched a dude freaking break his face today. You can't prevent baseball from baseballing. Vasquez took a pitch off his finger today, like in the fourth inning. It looked like he was hurt, and then proceeds to go three more hitless innings. Yeah. So if you're going to play, there's a risk. If you're going to play, there's a risk. You know,
I think if things fall to where the Padres are the five, okay. And you get to Saturday.
Can I get water? I'm listening to you.
Sure. And you get to Saturday, and that's Darvish's scheduled start, because that would line him up for game three next week in the wild card round. I think to make sure everybody has enough time to get to heal up and be ready to go for the postseason, or at least the wild card round, you pitch Darvish for like four innings, and then you give your stars in the bullpen, Morahon, Estrada, Miller, and Suarez, you give them an inning to work. Now, they can't have a stressful inning. If they have a stressful inning, then you yank them. You give them like, hey, 15 pitches max. Like, we're not going to push you here, right? And then Sunday is just a Randy Vasquez day. You know, you're using Kyle Hart. You're using Ron Marinaccio. You're using...
Well, wait, hold on. You're saying if they're locked into the seed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're locked into the seed. If they're locked into the seed, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday would be my, like, tune-up game, where I'm getting guys out there just so they stay fresh and just so they don't have, like, 6 days off before they pitch again in the bullpen. And I go Darvish for, like, three or four. And then, you know, I just have my top four guys in the bullpen give me an inning. And then Sunday, you're not doing anything. Monday, not doing anything. And then we get to Tuesday, we're in the wild card series.
Yes, I am. Listen, you got to be very careful once you're locked into a seat.
Very.
I mean, you have to be very cautious. Even then, you can't guarantee everything. You can't sit everyone. That's not how the sport, you cannot sit everyone.
Yeah.
But you have to be very cautious once you're locked into a seed. As we sit here now, you can't be so consumed by health and injury. You have to go play and win. I'm sorry, you have to. You've played 158 games. No one controls things like hamstrings. No one does. So nobody expects to pull a hamstring. Nobody expects what happened last year, dude? Musgrove.
Game two of the wild card series.
Exactly.
It was like... on the highest of highs, boom,
season
blows his elbow out.
It was a massive moment when you go back to game four of the NLDS, and he's not available. Hendrick, thank you for the generous super in the membership. He says, thanks, Jim, for saying Padres lineup was a surrender. Reverse Jinx came up clutch. Thanks for continuing your awesome work here. And on John and Jim, hashtag LFGSD. In baseball, dude, you could field El Paso's lineup, and of course you could win. Mm-hmm. And you could field the 27 Yankees lineup, and of course you could lose. The 27
the Rockies. They've won some games this year.
Yeah, Yankees didn't go undefeated in 1927. So, not, believe it or not. So, of course, that's how this sport works. Of course. So, yeah, even though it wasn't their best lineup, it didn't mean they were incapable of winning. And we said that repeatedly today on John and Jim.
Yeah. See how it goes. But I can tell you, like, the tweet that everyone's getting up in arms about is, like, the thought process going into tonight's game was a thought process of
punt.
Punt.
It was just play safe. They were playing it safe.
That too. That more or less, yeah, play it safe. Give everybody that we want to give off day is off day.
But the funny part was when Shill pregame was like, we're not giving up an inch. I'm like, well, you're giving up an inch. Don't because if you're not giving up an inch, would you start this lineup against the Cubs in game one at Wrigley? No. So therefore you think you can field a better team than
it's
the
like, one we have that- a loaded bench tonight. We're gonna be pinch hitting like a motherfucker.
First inning, pinch hitting. Grayson appreciates you. He says, after losing to the White Sox on Friday, that's a good point. To clinching a playoff spot and beating the Brewers on a hangover game and Vasquez shoved, it's amazing what a difference a few days can make.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Try doing a wrap-up show, man.
yeah, dude. I mean, we're sniffing the hopium tonight. I mean, tomorrow they can get shut out 7-0. Cubs could win, Dodgers win. It's like, well, that's so much for that. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like everything could change in 24 hours.
Easily. It's amazing, man. It definitely can. But for 24, I mean, this is like the stars aligning moment to give you an actual path to do
set
what
you
we've
up.
Been. Yeah, to set you up. We're like, this isn't even possible. And they're like, well, actually, maybe it is possible.
Yeah.
300 GJW. You guys want Tanner Scott back? FML.
Can keep him.
This proves the other point that everyone's like, Padres have no chance. Trust me. Freaking Dodger fans are mad. Freaking Phillies lost the Marlins. Cubs suck. Mets suck. Brewers are not playing well.
Right.
It's everyone.
I know. Yeah. But no, you have to keep Tanner Scott and you have to see Dave pitch Roberts continue to put him out there in safe situations.
Please for some pitch reason. In ninth innings, man.
He's blown 10 saves this year. Guys, a almost a 5 ERA. He's got an 8 terrible. ERA since the All-Star break.
How is he closing? Honestly, how on earth is he closing?
How?
Freaking make Ohtani your closer.
And the ironic part is the Dodgers starting pitching has been incredible.
It's insane. Another one of these Ohtani Angels nights. Like he goes 6 scoreless innings and twiddles his thumbs. He's the first pitcher to go 6 scoreless innings and twiddle his thumbs, and they lose the game, you know?
It's crazy.
It is insane. Guys, we're going to get back to the conversation in a moment. Do want to remind you about our friends over at SeatGeek. You need to get to Petco, by the way, tomorrow. I'm guessing there are seats available for this afternoon game tomorrow. You need to get to Petco tomorrow, and you need to use our promo code with our friends at SeatGeek. Click that link in the description down below. Get $20 off your first order of $50 or more by using our promo code PODSWRAP. You heard me right. By the way, you can look at the prices we're going to tell you about in a minute are insane. But use our promo code, get $20 off your order of $50 or more, your first order of $50 or more. Just click the link in the description down below and you'll have the code automatically added when you download the app. So click that link in the description down below. Look at this for tomorrow. We do want to thank our friends over at SeatGeek. And again, use the promo code. Look at this, Jim. $229 is $11. Okay. Steal. So you bring four people, that's with fees, that's $44. Now you got to get over 50 to get the $20 promo code. But I'm like, think about that. You could sit.
So buy 5 tickets for it.
Yeah, buy 5. You can sit. I got to sneeze.
You sneeze? Like, the hell?
Dude, the stars are aligning. I've sneezed.
You're sneezing? Holy
shit. The
stars
are aligning. The stars are aligning. Look at this though. You're sitting right off first for $43 tomorrow. Get to Petco Park. Use the promo code PODSWRAP. Take $20 off. Do it with our friends at SeatGeek. Click the link in the description down below and see if the Padres can keep this thing entertaining through tomorrow.
Yeah, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. It's partners with MLB, so it's the official ticket marketplace for Major League Baseball. And when you download your tickets, they're fully guaranteed. and instantly fulfilled in your account after purchase. All you got to do is use our promo code PODSRAP, PADSWRAP, for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek for your very first purchase. As John said, $50 or more to get the $20 off.
I mean, shoot, you might be looking at playoff tickets at SeatGeek if we get the right results in the coming days. You might be looking at playoff tickets for next week at SeatGeek. You certainly could for Chicago, but you might be for San Diego as well. JD's third chiming in with the super. Thank you, man. He says, Pivetta game one and Vasquez game two.
No.
Vasquez isn't throwing game two. Wild card series at Wrigley. King game three if necessary. You're not passing up Yu Darvish and Dylan Cease. There's an order to the madness in professional sports, and Vasquez ain't pitching game two.
We'll ask Kevin tomorrow on the show if there's any chance Randy Vasquez sneaks his way into this postseason pitching staff before the NLCS, potentially.
I could see it happening, but I wouldn't anticipate him starting game two of the wild card series.
That would be a little bit of a surprise.
It would be a surprise. I mean, it would
you imagine? Oh, he's like, you're down 1-0. We're going to go to Randy Vasquez
to save our season.
Like, oh no.
He's put together a nice year. He really has. He really has. And he's getting better. Since he went down and came up, he's been really good.
He was throwing 98 tonight. Like, what?
I know. He's throwing like 100. It makes no sense. Joshua appreciates you. He says, we need postseason Musgrove instead of Cease.
Well.
He hasn't pitched in a year.
Yeah, well, you want to throw Musgrove out there in his first start back in the big leagues after Tommy John in the division series?
At Wrigley Field. In like Philadelphia.
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
like, hey, we're up 2-1 in the eighth. Mason Miller's available. Robert Suarez could give us multiple innings. We're going to go with Joe Musgrove.
Yeah, no, it's not that way. Do you want to you love the lineup game? Luke with the super. You want to throw out a game one lineup for the Padres if healthy against a left-handed starter.
Okay. Toddy leading off.
Assumedly, it's not going to be Arise.
Arise hitting second.
Because why wouldn't he? Yep.
Manny hitting third.
Manny. Yep.
Merrill hitting fourth. Liriano hitting fifth. Cronenworth hitting sixth.
That high.
Or Sheets or Hearn hitting sixth.
Yeah.
Cronenworth hitting seventh.
Who are we missing other than Fermin? Oh, Bogarts.
Oh, Bogarts, yes. Okay, just kidding. I totally forgot about Bogarts.
Yeah, Bogarts.
Okay, let me redo this. All right, Toddy leading off. Okay, Arise hitting second, Manny hitting third, Merrill hitting fourth, Liriano hitting fifth, Sheets or O'Hearn hitting sixth,
Bogey,
Xander hitting seventh,
Crony
hitting eighth, and Elias Diaz hitting ninth because he'd be catching.
Yeah, because of Pivetta. You're right. For me, it sits game one. You're right. But he'll be coming off that bench, though.
Yeah. Or they have Bogarts hitting fifth and they have Liriano hitting sixth or seventh.
They do love Bogarts hitting fifth.
Love it. For some fucking reason, they love hitting that guy.
They love that. Now, you know, he hit the ball sharply a couple times today.
He did get a lot of plays at short tonight. So he got a lot of work there. Yep. That was nice. Yep. He looked fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he absolutely looked fine. You could argue he looked good for missing a month. So, encouraging. Hopefully, he gets some hits on his way into the postseason. Hendrick, thank you. He says, without the show, I would be stuck with Hogwatch. There is no...
Whoa.
We are friends with Hog. Okay?
Do not discriminate.
We are Hog. We're pro-Hog.
We are pro-Hog.
We're pro-Hog. Okay.
Make a good Hog.
he follows up by saying, my only playoff game attended was Musgrove and Philly. Okay. In 2022. It was fun. Team made it a wild game. Then we lost.
So you know what that means, Hendrick, right?
Don't go.
You can't go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not allowed. You can't go. Yeah. If you go, they're going to lose, and it's your fault.
Now, I will say this is an interesting point about what Carlos was talking about, Jim, earlier. Like, hey, I was going to book my travel to Chicago. You may have people I know there's a lot of Padres fans that would travel to see the Padres in the postseason if they have to. You may not know the end result of seeding until Sunday.
Maybe not. I mean, yeah, it could be a quick-ass turnaround.
That's
you have
saying.
Some insurance like, on your flights.
Good point. Good point. You pick up the insurance and you're basically good to go.
Because the thing is, if you get insurance, which if you're going to buy tickets to Chicago, get the insurance, you can cancel your flight 24 hours out, which you easily could do if you find out Sunday afternoon or Sunday late afternoon, the Padres would be hosting a series at Petco Park. Boom, just cancel your ticket. Get your money back.
Good point.
How you doing?
By the way, I didn't realize it's Chad Patrick listed as the probables for tomorrow. I thought it was that other dude.
Who?
I mean, he's 3-8 with a 3.66.
The fuck is Chad Patrick?
He's starting for them tomorrow. But I was thinking, let me look at this roster real quick. I thought it was Quinn Priester who was listed as the probable. And this year has thrown 152 innings. Is 13-2.
Here's the thing.
They're just setting up. They're just trying to stay healthy.
That too, but also, man, are the Brewers a bunch of no-name guys or are the Brewers a bunch of no-name guys?
The latter.
Like, I mean, no offense, but like, and these guys have had good years, but holy shit, ask an average baseball fan, name me more than five Brewers. Good luck.
I completely agree with that. I mean,
that's a credit to Pat Murphy and that organization for sure, but still.
He's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done an amazing job. The fact that they're going to win 95 plus, I mean, but I don't know. This is an interesting finish their year. JD's third. Thank you, man. He says worried about Nando. I think that's fair, by the way. With the flu, he's losing weight and strength. Hope he's full strength for the wild card series. Seems like it hit him bad. Miss Hogwatch. Yeah, I don't think it's ideal, Jim, for Fernando to be missing days upon days here. I would assume he's not playing tomorrow with it being a day game, right? That seems unexpected.
Turn by Friday and everything's fine.
Yeah, give him another day because he's got the off day Thursday.
If he doesn't play another game in the regular season, yeah, I'll be worried.
Yeah. That would be pretty damaging. That would be concerning, I guess. That would be concerning if he didn't play.
Yep, that'd be very.
But that means he would be like to JD's third point. Like you'd be really sick, I would think, to miss that much time. Like you'd be really sick.
And the worst part is, he was hot. He was hitting like 370 over his last,
I know,
like 15 games or something. Like it was.
I kind of trust in playoff Nando though. I just don't know, right?
Yeah, I do. How could you not? Every time he's in the postseason, he performs. So, like, if you're doubting playoff Nando, you're doubting facts and what you've seen, which is he's great in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Again, am I concerned? I'm concerned about everything, but I think he'll be fine. Like, he's 26. I'm assuming he'll be back in a couple of days, right? Like that's just, that has to be my assumption. Like that's my assumption. So I'm going to go with that. Right.
Yeah.
Until we learn something else. Right. Guys, get to Underdog and use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Get $50 in bonus funds with our promo code by playing just $5. Plus get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Plus get a free gimme pick. What's a free gimme pick? It's higher or lower than a half passing yard for Patrick Mahomes or higher or lower than a half total plate appearance, let's say tomorrow for Jackson Merrill, assuming he's back in the lineup tomorrow for the Padres. So take advantage with the free gimme pick. You just pick one other pick them and you can win big. Shoot, you can win up to 5,000 times your money in a single night over at Underdog, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Use our promo code PADSWRAP. Get the $50 in bonus funds. When you play $5, get the 50% deposit match up to $1,000 and get that free gimme pick at Underdog.
Yep, there's a QR code here. Scan it. We'll take you to the App Store. Download Underdog Fantasy and use our promo code PODSWRAP. Start playing today.
Yeah, I mean, stars are aligning, like we said. I mean, Hendrick follows up by saying avoiding Priester's good. They win his starts like the Padres do for Vasquez. He's 13-2.
Yeah.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding when you're 13-2. I mean, Freddie Peralta is, 17-5, right? They win when he pitches, and they were winning when he was on the mound the other day. So, just win tomorrow. No matter the circumstance or how you, I don't care if they win 10-9, great. If they win 1-0, I don't care. So just win. We're at that time in the season, and then pray for the right results. Hope that Arizona does what it did tonight, and hope that the Mets beat the Cubs. And then all of a sudden, everything is on the line this weekend.
When do the Mets play the Cubs tomorrow?
Not until 5 p.m. Pacific. It's an 8 o'clock Eastern start.
And the Dodgers don't play Diamondbacks until that night, right? So correct. You have a chance to put some pressure on here if you win tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, those games won't even have started.
Yeah, so bet you're in literally like the best spot at this moment in time, as good as you could possibly have hoped for how everything has gone, where if you win tomorrow, will put pressure on the Dodgers because they will see that score, and the pressure on the Cubs, they'll see that score, and that's what you need to do tomorrow. It's not about, hey, let's go for the sweep. Like, no, just win a game. Just win one game tomorrow. Win tomorrow's game. And you fully put the pressure on the Cubs and the Dodgers. And you already have by winning the first two against the Brewers and those two teams losing tonight.
100%. And, yeah, I'm sure the Padres are favored tomorrow to win. They need to show up like this game matters, and they will. I mean, that's the way they've played here. And if they win this game, I'm with you. I mean, think about it. If you win tomorrow and either of those two teams lose, either the Dodgers or the Cubs, now you're creating paths one way or the other. So, yeah, let's see if they can win tomorrow. Join us tomorrow on John and Jim. We will react to it in real time. The game will end by 4 p.m. We'll react to it in real time. Jesse Rogers is actually on the show tomorrow. I think it's going to be during the game from ESPN, but we'll play it back after the game for you as well. So Jesse Rogers, with everything going on, he covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. He's in Chicago. He covers the Cubs. With everything going on with the Cubs, everything going on with the Padres, Jesse Rogers will join us tomorrow afternoon. Kevin Acey will join us post-game tomorrow, probably at 5:30, either 5 or 5:30. So be with us. The second that game ends, get to John and Jim on YouTube. We will have full like wrap-up show coverage for you tomorrow afternoon. If you haven't subscribed, please do that for us. We are 40 subscribers from 9,700. There's still 500 of you here right now at 11 o'clock Pacific. And so many people will be watching this over the next 12-plus hours. It's the day game, but over the next 12-plus hours, smash the like button for us. I mean, we had hundreds of likes yesterday when they clinched. Please hit that like button for us. It helps with the algorithm. Also follow us at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. If you're here on replay, thank you. Thank you for the super thanks. We appreciate you. If you've become a member, we appreciate you. If you want to support this channel, become a member. We'll add some playoff emojis between now and next Tuesday. And support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, if you have an insurance need. Our friends over at Humul Casino and Lucky Box and SeatGeek and Underdog Fantasy. The perfect day for the Padres.
Perfect.
Can they parlay it into one more perfect day to give us more hopium tomorrow?
Just
tune in.
Shoot that up, baby.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow afternoon on John and Jim. For Jim, I'm John. Thanks, guys. This has been the wrap-up show.
Peace.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.